Newsroom at 6 o'clock. £5 billion is going to be spent on military drones and lasers as part of plans to develop what's being called the kit of the future. The government's strategic defence review, published yesterday, recommended a greater focus on new military technology. The defence secretary is promising to make the army 10 times more lethal. But General Lord Richard Dannett, the former chief of the defence staff, believes more investment is needed.
We've got to get a firm commitment from the government to move to 3% of GDP by 2029, by the end of this parliament. Frankly, it is not enough fuel going into the tank to fire up the increased defence capability that we need to guarantee our security.
German police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are starting a new search today on a piece of land in Portugal. It's taking place in the Algarve, near where she went missing in 2007. Our reporter Helen Hoddenott has more details.
Officers will be searching a rural area with a lot of waste ground. They'll reportedly be checking things like wells, ruins and water storage tanks. But it's not clear if they are just combing over old ground or acting on a new tip-off.
Gang leaders who force people to hide drugs and cash in their bodies could face up to 10 years in prison. Ministers are looking to create a new criminal offence as part of plans to try and tackle drug smuggling. Cancer death rates have fallen by more than a fifth over the last 50 years, but cases are still rising. Cancer Research UK says survival rates are up thanks to better diagnosis and treatment, as well as fewer people smoking. It's claimed talking to passengers and daydreaming are more likely to cause distracted driving mistakes than using a phone. A poll by the RAC found 3 in 5 drivers admitted making errors because of distractions. And the weather, cloud and rain gradually moving across England and Wales, will clear the southeast this afternoon. Windy with sunny spells and blustery showers elsewhere. A bit cooler than recent days, with a high of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And Tuesday is officially open for business. The music is my job. It's Lucy Cowart here. Hello there. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Ernest Tomlinson's Little Serenade. It's very sweet. Brought to us by the New London Orchestra. Ronald Corp was on the podium. And Tárrega's Memories of the Alhambra was performed by Tibor Garcia before that. My eldest little's verve for the guitar has been given another boost as I took her to a small festival over the weekend. And she saw a band with a female lead singer who also played the guitar. And she just thought this was the coolest thing. And then we spotted said lead singer milling in the crowd afterwards, and I said, let's go and say hello. So we did, and honestly, my daughter's face was a picture. Thank you, Bryony, and all the crew. So I hope the sounds inspire you too this Tuesday morning, June the 3rd. It's Early Breakfast on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. Welcome to Where the Musical Magic Happens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Manchester Camerata with Gabor Takacs Noj directing, playing the overture to The Magic Flute by Mozart. There was a lovely Dan Walker's dog walker yesterday in Classic FM Breakfast, because as well as the dogs, there were hogs. And Dan sent them all to Hogwarts, which I just thought was very pleasing. A brand new member of the clan will arrive today just before seven. Elsewhere, it'll be walkies on the school run too. A Noughties classic involving Emma Thompson and Hugh Grant after eight. And in the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour from 9 this morning, the composer that reached his highest ever position in the Classic FM Hall of Fame this year. All will become clear with Dan, or clearer, from 6:30. First, though, I'll have your travel news and we'll marvel at a wild rose.
Classic FM.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research. And now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Global Player, the official Classic FM app.
Find music to suit any mood. Like your favourite scores and soundtracks. On our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player. Radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
This is Classic FM with the latest travel news next.
A wise woman once said, heaven is a place on earth. And it is, because you've created it with an elegant collection of delicate bouquet vases, apothecary vases, and sculpted glass vases filled with flowers. You might have hay fever, but hey, it's worth it. Bless you. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
Classic FM Travel.
In Warwickshire, the A46 is closed southbound at Stoneleigh following an accident. In Neath Port Talbot, there are speed restrictions on the M4 in both directions between Junction 41 Baglan and Junction 42 Swansea East because of the strong winds. Also because of the strong winds, there's a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit on the A55 Britannia Bridge. That is the bridge to and from the Isle of Anglesey. In Cornwall, the A393 is closed both ways at Penryn because a tree has fallen into the road. And on the trains, Avanti West Coast and TransPennine Express services aren't running between Lockerbie and Carstairs because of problems with the overhead wires.
Classic FM.
The Allegretto from Palladio by Carl Jenkins, performed by Metamorphose in Berlin on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Ian Sutherland in charge of his own concert orchestra on Classic FM as they played Albeniz's Tango No. 2. That's a lovely one. Edward MacDowell's To a Wild Rose. You'll find that on his Woodland Sketches, and Philip Martin had the honours there. My honour, as always, to share early breakfast with you. I'm Lucy Coward. I'll be back tomorrow morning from 4. I hope you are as well. Now, Dan Walker is here with Classic FM Breakfast.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Lucy. Good morning. Here we go then. Classic FM breakfast for a Tuesday. Lots to get through and everything surrounded by the best music on the planet.
Classic FM breakfast
with Dan Walker.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX. Experts in expedition since 1896.
Classic FM.
Morricone's Lady Khalif, performed by Hauser and the Prague Symphony Orchestra for you on Classic FM Breakfast. And before that, Schubert's Impromptu in G-flat with Alexander Taro doing the honours. This is Tuesday morning. It's the 3rd of June. Dan Walker with you on Classic FM until 10 o'clock today. Bit of wind and rain in the offing. I know it's apparently, though, have you heard about the Spanish plume? Didn't we have a Spanish plume before? Well, it's back. Got that to look forward to in the summer, so all is not lost. If you'd like to get in contact with me today, you can on the normal numbers, 61812 is where you can text me. Our WhatsApp is 03457 491812. And while you do that, Haydn does this.
The second movement of Haydn's Surprise Symphony. So called because he thought he'd play a little joke on the audience by adding in some surprise notes here and there to wake them up. A risky game, but I think it paid off. We were listening to Howard Shelley conducting the Swiss Italian Orchestra. The time has just gone 6:45 on this Tuesday morning. Hello to Anna in Hertfordshire. Good morning, she says. Today is my daughter Pippa's birthday. I'd like to send her a beautiful piece of music and all my love and wonderful wishes, hoping she has a fantastic day. Happy birthday, Anna. How does this sound?
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
The March from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Simon Rattle with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. And before that, the first movement of Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in E, Rachel Podger with Brecken Baroque. Played that for Pippa. I think I might have said happy birthday, Anna. And that's Pippa's mum. But Pippa's birthday is today in Hertfordshire. Have a great day, Pippa. I think it's about time we did Dan Walker's Dog Walker at 7 minutes to 7 o'clock this morning. Today we say hello to Rachel from the West Midlands. My dog, she says, is called Smokey. What a lovely name. He is a Staffy Collie cross and is the sweetest, cleverest boy. He loves his walks over the coppice woods, canals and railway walks where he runs freely. We would love to be in your Dog Walker Club. Well, do you know what? You're in. Brahms's Hungarian Dance number 5. That was Daniel Hope with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra at 7:04. Play that for my dog walker today, Rachel and Smokey. No bandits, but Smokey is the name of the dog. And remember yesterday, if you were listening, we had Dan Walker's Hog Walker yesterday. We had a hog on the programme. Well, Becky in Birmingham's been on. Good morning, Dan. My mini hogs, Winter and Noel. Gorgeous names. Heard there's a Dan Walker's Hog Walker section, and now they wondered if they qualified. They don't do much walking, but they do love to eat. Every day, apparently, they get up very, very early in the morning, I think about 2:30, and they let me know that they enjoy their food, even if it's 5 minutes late. Becky in Birmingham, thank you very much for that. Yeah, you can be in the club. You can be in my Hog or Dog Walker's Club any day you like. Just tell me about you and your four-legged friends, 6:18:12 and classicfm.com. Maybe there's something special you'd like to hear. Simon English has got your news and your weather next, then we're going to get jazzy, Shostakovich style.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, change the way you see the world.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get alive.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. Robots, drones and lasers are among the new tech being ordered as part of the government's defence review. Ministers say they want to give troops the kit of the future. That includes the Dragonfire laser weapon due to be fitted to Royal Navy Type 45 destroyers from 2027. Mark Steed is leading its development at the defence giant Leonardo in Edinburgh.
It's been stated that it can hit a pound coin 4 kilometres away. We're obviously rapidly pulling through the capability to be deployed onto Royal Navy frigates in the next couple of years.
The UN Secretary General is calling for an independent investigation after reports of Palestinians being killed and injured while seeking aid in Gaza. Officials say 31 people were killed on Sunday near an aid site in Rafah, although Israel's military has denied firing at people there. A man accused of attacking people with petrol bombs at a pro-Israel rally in Colorado at the weekend has told police he'd been planning the attack for a year. Mohammed Solomon has been charged with a hate crime in Boulder. The FBI says he's also facing 16 counts of attempted murder. German police using radar equipment will begin a series of new